Good morning, everybody. It's your girl, Pastor Erica here, PE. Rise and shine for another podcast, Life, Memos That Give Life. Good morning. Do me a favor and subscribe. Tell somebody about it. It's going to be great. Finally, the podcast that gives you life. Hello there, my friends. Your girl here, PE, Pastor Erica, with another line for you. Just want to drop an episode into the Soul Care series here. I was thinking about how often we drift from our principal selves. You can arrive to a place, but if you don't do what it takes or what you've done to get there or maintain it, you will slow fade from that place. So often we do the work of becoming, but we don't do the work of maintaining who we become or continuously and evolving. As of recently, I had a lot of new events go on in my life. I got married, had new kids, added to the kids I have. So I'm a mom now of, I think, about 8. And now also grandma. So here I am, a glammy, with 2 grandbabies, adult children. Life has just been a little different, and a new husband. And I thank God for that gift. But with much is given, much is required. More in your life mean more to maintain. And so, although I had arrived to a juncture in my life of growth that caused me to be insulated from some of the things or the vices of this world that would normally trip me up, when you have more added to your life, you now have to revisit that strategy, revisit your boundary lines, say yes to what you can say yes to, and say no to what you absolutely must say no to. To thine own self be true, Maya Angelou said. Know what you can handle. Know who you are. And so, with all the new responsibilities and blessings that has come in my life, with every congratulations comes a measure of responsibility and conformity. Know where you can conform and know when you have to be concrete. And this is the lesson I have been learning in this season. I have conformed in areas that I should have been concrete, and I've been concrete in areas that I should be conforming. The concrete in the areas of trying to self-protect, make sure I'm not wounded or, you know, mishandled. But conforming, meaning moving my boundary lines from those areas of my life, those soul care areas that I know God gave me. To thine own self be true. When you know you can't handle too much of this or too much of that, you continue to keep that boundary there. You have to teach people how to interact with you. But sometimes we get so afraid that people will not accept us that we allow wiggle room in our boundaries. And you should not. Because if you do that, you'll find yourself fading away from the place you have already arrived to instead of growing forward and becoming even more. So I'm learning some big lessons this year about taking care of my own soul, tending to my own mental health, my own emotional health, tending to what keeps me sound and anchored into the word, what keeps my mouth from veering off, what keeps my mind from wandering off, what keeps me from not being rattled. You gotta know who you are, and you gotta know what it is that you have to do to insulate you. If you know God has delivered you from a whole bunch of cursing, don't be around it. In fact, don't listen to a whole lot of things that has it. You know, I'm one of those people that I didn't do a lot of TV. In fact, I have more televisions than most, but they would never come on. Like talking about, I would read or I would listen to music. It was just a part of how God wired me. how he wired me to keep me anchored, me centered. Then there are those of you who, if you know you don't do well with gossip, that if you're around it too much, you're more prone to be a gossiper. Stay away from it. Reinforce your boundary lines. Teach people how you must maneuver. And how do you teach them? If you continue to stand your ground on what it is you need. And doing that sometimes is knowing when to leave a room, knowing when to leave a space, knowing when to check into your own rhythm. See, with all my newfound responsibilities at grandma, new wife, new blended, beautiful family, new world. I don't know about you, but 23 was a little different in the economic scene. So navigating business differently, navigating a ministry differently, it was just an overwhelming conglomerate of celebrations that also brought a little bit of devastation because I was not prepared for the responsibility that come with it. How to navigate, what part of me needed to give and what part of me needed to stand. And so with all of the overwhelming things that came this year, what I've learned the most is to never move the boundary lines that are intact to anchor your soul. The boundary lines that are intact to keep your mind from drifting. The boundary lines that are intact to keep your spirit pure and untainted. Whatever you gotta do to protect that person. See, that's called showing up for you. When you show up for you, you'll show up better for others. Yeah, this is a lesson I'm learning. It's okay to reinforce your boundaries, especially because you know what kind of beast lies on the other side of that. Most people don't know who it is you will become if you wiggle that line too much. But you know that you're prone to become something that's not pleasing to God, not pleasing to others, and cannot be used. And so these are some things I learned, and I wanted to share it with you on this soul care journey. That do a little soul care by reinforcing, take the tools that God has given you and reinforce your boundary lines. Reinforcing those lines look like going, revisiting your life and seeing, make sure you don't lose the pattern that keeps you healthy. Yes, there were certain patterns that I had that kept me healthy. Know where to bend and where not to bend. And so you know what it takes for you. Make sure you're doing that. If not, you're just going to mess up everything anyway, because you're going to become a lesser version of yourself. There was something else that I just want to leave with you, some reminders that I want to leave with you that I believe might help in this soul care journey, maybe we should keep a journal. But I want to remind you also, know your surroundings, know what's new around you, know what part of the meal you can eat and what part you can't. Don't throw the baby out with the bathwater, but my God, stop drinking the bathwater. You know, Jim Rohn said, you become like the five people you spend the most time with. Choose them carefully. Even with new people into your life, you get to choose carefully who you want to bring very, very close. Choose wisely, because the five people you're most intimate with, you spend the most time with, you're going to become like them. Birds of a feather truly do flock together. Whatever you're around, you start to assimilate and emulate. You know, the Bible talks about bad company corrupts good character. That is very true. So how do I handle the conglomerate of new things coming in that's not so good for me? Set your boundaries and be okay with it. There's another quote that I would like you to remember. You're a product of your environment. Surround yourself with the best of people and things and places, the best atmosphere. You're a product of your environment. People inspire you, or they drain you. You pick them wisely, because they're going to either inspire you or they're going to drain you. They're going to either enhance your life or they're going to either depreciate your value. And you can really truly navigate those waters if you keep your boundaries intact. As long as you're called to make an impact in this life, in this world, you will bump into all types of people in all types of circumstances. You reinforce your boundaries. Whatever it is that God has given you as a soul care regimen, don't drop the regimen to pick up everything else. The regimen is important so that you have the strength to carry everything and everyone else. Anyway, just me dropping a nugget for you on this podcast. Be encouraged. Share this with someone. I know it's going to bless somebody. It's your girl here, PE. Don't forget to join me on our network, Emerge, her community. I'm dropping nuggets there. Plus, there are in-app devotions and things like that that you can purchase, and journeys you can go on with me, of course, and a mentorship opportunity. Love you dearly. Bye now.